Gary.
Jerry, after watching the punt breaking down in overtime, was it just a case of just maybe some over pursuit and kicking?
Much like all special teams plays, good and bad, it was a combination of factors that led to that particular play. Our coverage broke down in a number of areas. We have layers of coverage, and it broke down in the first layer, it broke down in the second layer, and it broke down in the third layer, and then Sam prevented the touchdown. So it was no one thing that caused our problem. We missed a tackle, we lost leverage on the ball, we didn't have backside fold. There was a number of things that led to that play.
Corey's a full-time corner now, so when you do have to make changes like that, that can have a trickle-down effect. How much is he just not to be a corner?
Well, Corey's doing a great job for our defense. I think everyone has now come to realize that one of the top special teams players in the league is a top special teams player for a reason. He's not only a good football player, but he's also a tremendous athlete. He can go out there and compete against the best wide receivers in the National Football League and play corner at a very high level, and that to me really speaks to why Corey has been such a good special teams player over the years. And now he's expanded his role in our team, and he's doing a great job for our defense. And at what point he comes back and has a bigger role for special teams, I don't know. But we look forward to having him play for the Ravens for a long time and do whatever he can to help us win.
A lesson in, you know, you guys have done so well against the punts all year. It's kind of a lesson that somebody can break one at any time. You have to be on point every single time.
Well, I think that lesson had been learned a long time ago. Our guys are very, very proud of how they cover kicks. And it's something that stung everybody in that unit. And everybody saw what happened, and everybody takes it upon their own shoulders to make sure it doesn't happen again. And it didn't take long to figure out. I mean, everybody knew what happened. At the same time, they've covered punts well all season long, and we've addressed it, and we are working diligently to make sure it doesn't happen again. The front four of that particular unit, that was one of those games, and I told the guys after the game that I was really proud how hard they played, because the front four in that unit, all four of those linebackers that made up the guards and tackles of that unit, played an extraordinary number of plays during the course of that game, and they busted their humps as hard as they could down the field, and we didn't make the play, and that was just one of those situations where the opponent did a better job than us.
You're a little surprised that Sam Cook was able to catch up to a punt returner?
Yeah, you don't see that very often. That it tells you what kind of player Sam is, and all those people back in Nebraska that used to watch eight-man football know Sam quite well.
Jerry, did you guys turn in the warning and block?
We did. We turned in a number of plays. That was one of them we turned in, yes.
Did you think the ball went out of the corner on the last kickoff? Jacoby was said it was really hard.
It's very difficult for us to say where we're standing. And certainly the official has the best angle in the house because he's standing right there at the pylon looking at the ball. He has a better angle than Jacoby, I might say. But Jacoby saw what he thought he saw, and the official is the guy that makes the decision, and the official made the call, and it's at the 20. So that's the way it works.
Thanks, Jared.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it.